Mousley and colleagues, 2025, present a view of the brain as a living network that does not simply mature and then decline. Instead, its wiring passes through a series of turning points that divide the lifespan into five distinct phases, each with its own characteristic pattern of connections between brain regions. What is the science? Your brain isn't like a computer that gets built once and then slowly wears out. Instead, the way different brain regions connect changes throughout your entire life, passing through five distinct phases, almost like chapters in a book. To understand this study, think of the brain as a network, similar to a social network or a road map. Different brain regions are like cities, and the white matter tracks that carry signals between them are like highways. Scientists can map these connections using a special type of brain scan called diffusion MRI, which tracks the movement of water molecules along nerve fibers to reveal the brain's wiring. The researchers measured three main qualities of these brain networks. Integration refers to how easily information can travel across the entire brain. A highly integrated brain can quickly send signals between regions, like a country with many direct flights between cities. Segregation refers to the degree to which the brain is divided into specialized neighborhoods or modules. A highly segregated brain has tightly knit clusters of regions that work closely together, like a city with distinct districts for business, the arts, and residential life. Centrality refers to the importance of certain brain regions as hubs or relay stations. Some regions act like major airport hubs, where a lot of traffic passes through. Their big finding? The balance between these qualities doesn't change smoothly as we age. Instead, there are four specific ages at which the brain's organization shifts, around 9, 32, 66, and 83 years old. These turning points divide life into five distinct eras of brain wiring. How did they study the brain? The research team pulled together brain scans from 9 large-scale studies, giving them data that spans from newborn babies to 90-year-olds. That's rare, since most brain studies focus on just one age group, like children or older adults. After cleaning up the data, they analyzed scans from 3,802 people, with roughly equal numbers of males and females. They divided each brain into 90 regions and measured how strongly each region connected to every other region. They used special versions of their brain map for different ages, since a newborn's brain is shaped very differently from an adult's, even though the same basic regions are present. For each brain, they calculated 12 different measures of network organization, covering integration, segregation, and centrality. They then used statistical techniques to see how these measures changed with age. How did they compare brains scanned by different labs? Here's where the methods get clever. Because the brain scans came from different research centers and were acquired with different equipment, the team first had to harmonize the data, essentially adjusting for differences between scanners so they could fairly compare brains scanned in different places. They also had to deal with a tricky problem. Some brains have more connections than others, regardless of how those connections are organized. To make fair comparisons, they kept only the strongest 10% of connections in each brain. This way, they were comparing the pattern of connections, not just the total number. To find the turning points, the researchers used a technique called manifold learning. Imagine taking all 12 measures for each age and plotting them as points in space. As age increases, these points trace out a path. The researchers looked for places where this path changed direction, signaling a shift in how the brain is organized. To make sure their findings weren't just statistical flukes, they ran the analysis 968 different ways with slightly different settings. The same four turning points kept showing up around ages 9, 32, 66, and 83. What did they find? Birth to age 9, building local circuits. In the earliest years of life, the brain becomes less globally connected but more locally organized. Think of it like a new country that starts by building strong local roads within each city before connecting cities. The brain is consolidating neighborhood circuits, creating tightly knit local clusters. Ages 9 to 32, the road to peak efficiency. This extended period, which the researchers call the adolescent phase, is when the brain becomes increasingly efficient at both local and global communication. The brain develops what scientists call small world organization, a sweet spot where regions maintain strong local connections while also having efficient long-distance routes. By the early 30s, the brain reaches peak global efficiency. Interestingly, this is also when personality traits and many cognitive abilities tend to stabilize. Age 32, the major turning point. This is the biggest shift in the data. Around age 32, nearly every measure of brain organization reverses direction. Global efficiency begins too, while local clustering continues to strengthen. The brain begins a gradual transition from prioritizing long-range communication to emphasizing local, specialized processing. Ages 32 to 66, the long adult phase. During these decades, the brain slowly becomes less integrated, worse at long-distance communication, but more segregated, better organized into local modules. It's as if the brain is gradually shifting resources from maintaining interstate highways to strengthening local roads. These changes happen slowly and steadily. Age 66, a subtle decline but real shift. Around 66, something changes again. The brain becomes noticeably more modular and more dependent on hub regions. This transition aligns with increased rates of high blood pressure, cognitive decline, and dementia risk in the general population. The brain's organization seems to reflect the increased vulnerability that comes with aging. After age 83, individual differences take over. In the final phase, the relationship between age and brain organization weakens considerably. Only one measure, subgraph centrality, which tracks how central certain regions are to local circuits, still clearly changes with age. This might be because the sample of very old adults was small, but it might also mean that by this age, individual factors like health, lifestyle, and genetics matter more than age itself. What were the strengths and limitations? Strengths. The biggest strength is the scope. Very few studies have tracked brain organization from birth to age 90 in a single, consistent analysis. The researchers also went to great lengths to ensure their findings were robust, testing their methods in hundreds of different ways and consistently finding the same four turning points. Limitations. This was a cross-sectional study, meaning they scanned different people at different ages rather than following the same people over time. That's an important distinction because some of the age differences might actually reflect generational differences rather than true aging effects. The sample of adults over 80 was relatively small and probably healthier than average, since people with serious health problems are less likely to volunteer for research studies. This could make the late life findings less reliable. Finally, while the turning points at 9, 32, 66, and 83 are statistically robust, they shouldn't be taken as exact biological deadlines. Your brain doesn't flip a switch on your 32nd birthday. These are averages that describe general trends, not precise milestones. Why does this matter? This research changes how we think about brain development in several important ways. First, it challenges the idea that the brain is fully developed by age 25 or even 18. If global integration continues to increase into the early 30s, the brain is still maturing well into what we consider full adulthood. Second, it reframes aging. Rather than a simple story of growth followed by decline, brain organization moves through distinct phases, each with its own character. The 66-year-old brain isn't just a degraded version of the 32-year-old brain. It's organized differently, with stronger local modules and more prominent hub regions. Third, this framework could help physicians and researchers consider when the brain might be most vulnerable to various problems. Mental health disorders often emerge in late childhood and adolescence, right around the first turning point. Dementia risk increases after the mid-60s, around the third turning point. These alignments might not be coincidental. Finally, the research offers a hopeful message. Brain development is extended, dynamic, and potentially influenced by lifestyle choices, not a brief burst of growth followed by inevitable decline. Key takeaways. 1. The brain's wiring passes through five distinct phases, with turning points at roughly ages 9, 32, 66, and 83. 2. Global efficiency. The brain's ability to communicate across long distances peaks around age 32. 3. After 32, the local organization continues to strengthen while long-range efficiency gradually declines. 4. Around age 66, the brain shifts toward more modular, hub-dependent organization, coinciding with increased health risks. 5. After 83, individual health and lifestyle factors may matter more than age in determining brain organization.